Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Live long enough and a lot of what we hear coming out of Washington, D.C. begins to sound familiar. Much is being made these days of President Trump's executive actions and public pronouncements, which many Americans are viewing as a threat to the U.S. Constitution. Sending troops and ICE agents into American cities, under the guise of fighting crime and getting rid of illegal aliens, is riling millions of people who worry that our constitutional rights might be at risk. And there's the issue that the cities targeted have not been politically supportive of the president. Not to minimize the threat, but the issue of presidential overreach has been around since the dawn of the Republic, and still the Republic survives. In 1793, President George Washington declared that our new nation would remain neutral in the war between France and Great Britain, bypassing Congress's constitutional authority to declare war. The precedent continues to this day, allowing American presidents to act unilaterally in foreign affairs. Just 10 years later, in 1803, President Thomas Jefferson, despite not having the authority to acquire new territory, authorized the Louisiana Purchase, doubling the size of the United States. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln took the bold step of suspending a fundamental legal protection, habeas corpus, a move he said was necessary to maintain public order during a time of civic turmoil. Throughout our history, other examples of what could be called presidential overreach are not hard to identify. President Lyndon Johnson used the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution to greatly expand America's military involvement in the war in Vietnam in 1964. The resolution gave the president broadened military powers, effectively circumventing the constitutional authority of Congress to declare war. In 1973, Richard Nixon resigned the presidency, rather than face impeachment, for obstruction of justice in the Watergate affair. President Ronald Reagan's administration was stained by the Iran-Contra controversy, which involved the covert sales of weapons to Iran with the proceeds utilized to support Contra rebels in Nicaragua. The sale bypassed congressional authority, although Reagan's direct involvement was not proven. In 2019, President Trump arbitrarily declared a national emergency to find funding for a border wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. His action came after efforts to take the conventional route by asking Congress for the funds had failed. One of the most delicate issues of presidential overreach was President George W. Bush's go-ahead for warrantless wiretapping in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Was the president justified in the case of a true national emergency, despite the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches? Most of us would probably say, okay. For that matter, most of us would probably agree that when the emergency is real and the threat is ongoing, presidential authority used wisely is a good thing. Ah, there's the key. Here we are in 2025. Does this brief history lesson today illustrate the urgency of what's happening in D.C.?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.